Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We have got a lot to talk about, especially basketball. We'll get to the draft in just a little bit. And we'll get to the Astros in just a second. But, so you were worried, extremely worried about the Fred VanVleet deal.
Terrified.
Well, and
is
how do you feel now?
A little more apt.
How do you feel now?
Really good.
See?
Not 3 years, 2 years.
I mean, it's not
league. And it's an actual league value contract.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, to lure him here, they had to give him $40 million, right? They wanted the leadership. They wanted somebody
to
handle
the ball. Well, they also had to spend, like, they had a certain amount of money.
They had a bunch of money to spend.
Yeah, they had
so
to
now,
spend
now, it's not like they don't watch basketball and see the value. And even Fred, you know, it's very rare that an athlete has some self-awareness.
Yeah, that was my problem.
And an athlete has, you know, will take from go from 40 to 25.
I can't do that. That's poverty. I'm poverty stricken.
Right.
But Fred doesn't really feel like a typical athlete, to be honest with you.
No.
He doesn't really look like it. Doesn't really feel like it.
No, he looks more. I don't know.
Well, he looks like an everyman. He looks like somebody who might be playing at a YMCA.
Yeah, he looks like every man.
I see guys who look like him playing at the YMCA from a body type standpoint, from a size. No, he plays better. No, he plays better, Dell. Hold on, what?
Not what you said, what he said.
What did he say?
Did you miss what he said?
I missed what he said. You put your hands to your head like a surrender cobra.
I can't believe he said it. Well, I should.
What did he say?
But I can't believe
it. Well, I mean, it's not like a secret, Dell.
You say he looked like Mike Evans. You could have said that.
Well, okay.
Who else does he look like? Oh, no.
He said something that I'm not repeating.
Oh, he did not.
I didn't say anything that was incorrect.
I just said he looks like a YMCA player.
Oh, I wasn't reacting to what you said.
Lance Zierlein, Mr. Commissioner, said he looked like a guy who might play at the Y.
I just said he looked like everybody. Like, and I'm What did you forget this morning? I saw a text that said, oh, crap, I forgot something.
No, Dell just told me what you said. I had to turn the mic off while he told me. Let's start the segment over.
Wait.
Play the music. Dell, play the music. Play the intro music.
I mean, okay, you haven't seen the memes.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
I've seen it. Play the intro music.
Okay.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Astros win again.
Right.
We'll get to that in just a little bit. 2-0. How about shutting out the Phillies twice in a row? How about that? That's great, with great pitching. But we're going to talk a lot of basketball here. We got the NBA draft. But we also got Fred VanVleet.
Man, I
How
was
about that?
So happy when I heard they weren't giving him a three-year deal. And he got a league value contract of $25 million. And I'll be honest with you, John. Let's see how this goes. I mean, to me, He doesn't strike me as one of these non-self-aware players. He does seem like he's self-aware. I just figured his agent or whoever wouldn't allow him to take, and I didn't know if the Rockets would offer him that. I mean, he looks like a guy who plays body type-wise, who plays pickup ball at a Y.
Yeah. To me, he looks like a guy who just took $25 million a year.
Yes.
Okay, for 2 years.
Very good. That's a great call.
That's what he looks
like.
That's
a great call.
Yeah. So here we are with Fred VanVleet in the fold, Steven Adams in the fold, Kevin Durant in the fold. Look at this offseason. I mean, I don't know. I know that, you know, Dallas had themselves a night last night. San Antonio had themselves a night last night, mm-hmm. right? They're going to be they improved. Well, Texas basketball in Texas is much better since the end of the season. Basketball in Texas is really, really, really good. So, congratulations to – I mean, the Rockets won yesterday despite the fact that they traded away that pick, and it ended up being Malawak. That was surprising that he landed at number 10. There were a few surprises in the NBA draft last night. But the Rockets – listen, Fred VanVleet has made a ton of money. He didn't live up to a $40 million contract, but as much as they depend on him, and you saw the difference in the basketball team with and without Fred VanVleet, Fred VanVleet means a lot to this team. He means a lot to Ime. Ime, you know, we probably don't see half the things that Fred VanVleet does on the floor that Ime sees. Will you give him that? I mean, Fred.
100%.
He loves what Fred
intangibles.
VanVleet
Intangibles yes. are a major reason Fred is back.
Even when Fred VanVleet is shooting terribly, Ime doesn't care.
He's a pro.
It doesn't bother Ime. He doesn't pull him like the other guys he pulled.
Yeah, maybe he should, but he's a pro. Like, Ime brought him to this team, and Rafael Stone had him on this team, you know, to help make this team, to help turn a young team into a more professional team. It's the reason, and Dylan Brooks came in to make him tougher. And I think it's worked on both fronts. I think Fred did his job over 2 years. Fred did his job. Would you like that back? Yeah, at a reasonable rate, but not at $44 million, or I think that was 42 to 44, which was the option year. And I was like, oh, my God. And then you talk about extensions. And I'm thinking, you know, Steven Adams just got three. I don't want three for Fred VanVleet. At however many, you know, not even at $35 million, but instead.
No, and the second one's a player option. He may say, you know what, 25 is not enough, I'm out of here.
It turned into two at 25. Yeah. Tremendous contract by the Rockets. I mean, it's actually a fair contract for both sides relative to what Fred brings to the table. Fred is not going to be the best player. He's not the second best. He's not the third best. At best, he's the fourth option. You don't pay the fourth option in a $30 million range. You don't do it. And the Rockets didn't do it. And so I give a ton of credit to Rafael Stone. I just passed along a little note to him yesterday. I didn't hear back, but I just said, well done. Because that makes me happy. 2 years, you don't have to play Fred all the time. Ime probably will. But it's not like you're beholden to – there's always more pressure to play a guy making $40 million. You know, it's like a contract that hangs over your head. $25 million is not that. Yeah. And it also gives you, just like with Dylan Brooks, you know, a number that is tradable in the future if you need to. And helps you get to another contract number if you're trading young players who are not, you know, making as much money. You need somebody making a little bit more money. So it's a good contract all the way around.
I don't know what Steven Adams' value was. I don't know if it's more than $13 million a year. It may have been. If he went out of the open market, he might have gotten 15, 17, whatever. He might have gotten something more than that. Because, listen, his numbers with Alpi, and you know, if you've got a young center that you can pair him with, you go, wow, that two-tower thing is tremendous. And look at the numbers that he was putting up, and the Rockets were putting up with him on the floor. But he took $13 million. Fred takes 25. According to reports, Kevin Durant is willing to take less than the 60 max that the Rockets.
But have you seen that from a credible source? I saw that somebody on the internet say that there were reports. I didn't see it from Shams. Like I didn't. Did you? And I'm be very happy if it did come from a credible source. Did you see it from a credible source? I did not.
You know, I don't remember where I saw it. No.
I just saw, according to reports, is all I hear. According to sources,
I didn't see
Shams say it.
No, we'll see. I mean, Shams isn't the only guy that covers basketball.
No, but I didn't see Chris Hayes say it. I didn't see a basketball guy say it. I saw a Twitter guy say it.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, we'll see. When the contract comes up, we'll see what happens next offseason. We'll see whether or not, you know, first of all, the Rockets don't have to. They've got him on the last year of a contract. They don't have to do it. It would open up $50 million right now if they didn't.
Can I tell you what happened with Kevin Durant in the past? This is from an article in 2008. It says, for the fourth consecutive year, the Warriors are playing against the Cleveland Cavaliers in the NBA Finals. But this time around, in order to keep their championship team intact, Durant agreed to a nearly $10 million pay cut ahead of the season. So he has done that before.
Well, there you go.
I didn't recall that. But he said he only signed a two-year contract with the team that pays him $25 million for 17-18. That figure is $1.5 million less than he made the previous year and $9.5 less than he was eligible to receive. So Kevin Durant, to win a championship, has taken a pay cut in the past with the Golden State Warriors. And not just a $2 or $3 million pay cut. He took a much more substantial pay cut.
Yeah. So there you go. I mean, he is, okay, he's proven his altruism.
Kerr says Durant's generous pay cut allowed the team to keep Andre Iguodala and Sean Livingston, which will hopefully lead to Durant and the team winning more titles. So this is it's really an important thing to be under the apron, because now you can go out and get a guy like Quentin Grimes, Gary Trent Jr., just two names that we've talked about here on the show that can shoot it. So Kevin Durant has done that in the past. I don't see why he wouldn't do that in the future, unless he's like, I've already done this before. And we're good enough to do it. And Fred's contract gets us under the apron, which I think it does. So we'll see. But he does have a history of, like, it isn't his history. So I am all of a sudden I'm moderately optimistic about that.
Mm-hmm. No, listen, he's done it before. We'll see if he'll do it again. Neither here nor there. The Rockets offseason has been great. Even if Kevin Durant doesn't re-sign Oh, my God, wait a minute. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
We buried the lead.
What?
I got a text from you.
Oh, you're just seeing this?
At 16 minutes till. Dell, did you get this text from Lance?
I saw it.
This is troubling.
Mm-hmm. But let me show you something.
Let me ask you a question,
Lance. Let me show
Lance.
You something right
Can
here.
Can you show me? I've never said this before. Can you show me your feet? Could you show me your feet?
See this?
Oh, no, that's a shoe. That's a shoe.
What?
So, okay. When? Okay, so
show me your feet.
At 16 minutes, at 6:44, you sent a text out to me and Dell that said, "I forgot my bleeping shoes," or "I bleeping forgot my shoes."
Yeah.
Where did what? Now what? Now how did what?
I left them on the. So I was pulling in, and I realized, oh, my God, I don't have shoes. I don't have anything in the car I can wear. And I had to make a decision. Do I just go do the show in socks and just walk around in socks the whole show?
So what'd you do, buy shoes?
No, I turned around and sped back to my house because, lucky, I don't live super far away. And I got back here about 45 seconds before the show started.
We've had a lot of rain. We've had a lot of rain, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. We've had some rain. It's not soaked and
when you leave the house,
I'm just walking on concrete that's dry.
You're walking on concrete,
yeah, that's dry.
You realize that the concrete feels closer to your feet than it
yeah but I
does.
I do this all the time, so this is not a big deal. I'll grab my shoes, I put the socks inside of it, and I'll just go out to the
so
car, or I'll have socks on, I don't have my shoes
on, and then you put your socks and shoes on after you've been on dirty pavement.
Yeah, but so I brush my foot off with my
all
hand
day long inside your shoe.
It's my pavement is clean.
Your pavement
because
is
of the
clean.
Rain washes away any dirt.
And you were pushing back when I mentioned you left your dirty socks in here. They're not dirty, Dale. They're not dirty. Of course they're dirty. You're always walking on bare ground.
Now, sometimes I have shoes on when I leave the house.
He was like,
actually, many times I have shoes on.
Well, that's what a lot of us
this
do,
this is just
actually.
One of the times that I – and then when I left the house, I'm like, I don't – what am I missing? And I'm like, well, I've got Charlotte made the food, so I've got food at my office. I've got my phone right here. Like, I guess I'm not missing anything. And
you
I get all the way to the
that?
Office, and I have to turn around and speed back home. And I've got 88 more days where I can't get any tickets or anything because I'm on probation for a disposition. You know, you get your ticket, your speeding ticket erased if you do disposition or whatever.
Or if you don't get a speeding ticket, you don't get that.
Well, yeah, if you don't, but who's not going to get a speeding ticket at some point?
I haven't
point?
Gotten a speeding ticket.
I haven't had one for, I haven't been stopped for
in
speeding
like 15
for
years,
six,
I think.
Well, me was six, but still.
Well, so what is this 88 days thing?
If you go in and you say, okay, you got to go down.
No. If you haven't gotten a speeding ticket in 6 years, why are you worried about this?
Because he got one.
Well, because I got one, and so I had to pay. And they say, okay, this speeding ticket will be expunged from your record if you don't get anything for 90 days. You just pay your fee, and I don't have to do defensive driving. But I can't get one for 90 days. Now I got to go back and get shoes at my house. And try to get on before the show starts.
Explaining to the
and I'm
judge.
Going a little faster than
well,
I want.
What cop hasn't heard that before? I forgot my shoes.
I know that was, and I was thinking that too. Like when I'm speeding, actually to get back to the show,
right.
If they pulled me over, like I had to go back. I'm doing a radio show and I'm late because I left my shoes at the house. Like he's just gonna say what?
Well,
wait, what? You're late because you left your shoes at the house. I don't understand what that means.
No one.
And then I'll be later than I should have been.
No one understands. But at least you didn't leave them on top of the car.
No, I've done that before.
Yeah, you've done that before.
I've done that before, but that didn't.
I don't know anyone that in mid drive to work says I forgot my shoes.
Longer than mid drive.
He was.
It was at the end.
It's at arrival.
Yeah, it was as I'm getting ready to turn right into the thing off that. Side street, and I'm like, oh,
then you
no.
realized,
and I'm
as
looking
opposed
all over
to
like, where's my
before
shoes?
Before you open the kitchen door to walk outside, as opposed to that,
I call my wife, like, get my shoes. She goes, what? I left my shoes. Where do you leave your shoes? On my kitchen counter? She was accusatory, and I said, no, I don't remember where, just somewhere. Just have them ready. She said, I'm using a bathroom.
Why
I said, just forget it. I'll go get
he
it.
He has a special pair he wanted to wear today. He couldn't just grab any pair of shoes. Like she had.
No,
to go.
I did. I just grabbed shoes.
Yeah,
but
you know, get my shoes ready. Or just go in there and grab a different pair.
I just had to go grab them out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
I just had to go find
the
where
kitchen.
They were.
Why are your shoes in the
why
kitchen?
Why did you have to call her?
The shoes are in the kitchen because I got to walk through the kitchen to get out of the
back
door.
He was pressed for time, John. He didn't want to actually have to go find them. He wanted them
no,
ready
I was
for
just
him.
Trying to be fat. I was trying to make her come outside and hand them to me. Speed it up. Speed this whole process up.
Hand me my shoes.
And I had to go inside and go pick up my shoes off the
God
chair.
God forbid you had to walk into your home and pick up your shoes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is not the first. It's not the second time. It's probably not the third
time. Just wear the shoes.
I once wore golf spikes, and I'm not even sure they were soft spikes. This is at 610. When we worked at 610, so it would have been like 2005-ish, maybe? Four? Maybe three? I may not have even been wearing soft spikes back then. I'm not sure if they had soft spikes back then. I had to wear golf spikes, the shoes that I got there, and I lived in Sugar Land, so there was no turning around. And I get there, I'm like, oh, my God. And maybe it was the time I left my shoes on top of my car and drove off, and they ended up wherever. And I had to, like, go to my trunk and get out a pair of golf spikes and wore golf spikes into the show.
Normally, I'm a do what you want, live and let live.
Yeah, thank you.
Just don't bother me. I mean, live your
life.
You're
a deletarian.
Live your life. Just leave me out of it.
Yeah, thank you.
For some reason, this one bothers me quite a bit. I don't know. Just the fact that all the things that you feel like, quote-unquote, normal people do that he doesn't do, just put your shoes on before you leave the house.
Mostly do.
That seems
it's really not that
a majority
hard.
Of the
well,
time
not majority.
I do that.
Do it all the time.
A majority of the time.
So you don't have a scenario like this ever pop up.
Like I do that 100%.
100%.
100%.
You
like
never like bring
pilot.
Your shoes out to the car
Why?
To put them on?
No. I put my
okay,
shoes on.
Okay, if you've been running late somewhere, you never said, ooh, I'll just put these on when
no,
I get
you
there.
Know what?
Like
you
to
know
church
why? Because
or something?
Your feet get dirty.
Like you're going
why
to church.
That's you wear shoes. You protect them
I just
from
took
the
a shower in the morning.
How dirty do you think you're going to be?
Like I could see your wallet or your you can't drive without your keys. I could see losing those,
well, like
leaving the house,
and
then having to go
I
back
always,
in.
100%
well,
on
yeah,
shirt
you
pants.
Should probably have your shirt and pants on before
yeah,
you leave the
that's
house,
an
too.
Obvious one.
Congratulations all that right, you figured that out.
You can speed things up if you don't put your shoes
and socks
on.
I can't understand
it. Never brought this up.
You can do it at a stoplight. You can put your shoes and socks on.
We got
a
break. Just wear your shoes.
Carrying your shoes with you?
Just wear your shoes.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
We got a break. We got to talk about Game Day Men's Health. How about mental health and focus? Because here's the deal. You can get focus, okay? You can get peptides that will help you focus on your work, on putting your shoes on. You can get these peptides at Game Day Men's Health. How about peptides that will help you lose weight? How about peptides that will help you feel better? How about peptides that will keep your estrogen levels down? How about peptides that will help you with your workout and your recovery, okay? There's peptides. Peptides that can help you do all of these things. And Game Day Men's Health has them. And Game Day Men's Health has the testosterone that you need. And you need testosterone, especially as you're aging. If you don't feel the same, you're not getting the same results at workout. You're not feeling the same sexually. All of those things, all of these things was where Game Day Men's Health comes into your life. Absolutely free consultation, labs in everyone. 11 locations around the city. Game Day Men's Health is here for you. GameDayMen'sHealth.com. Tell them that you heard it right here. If you're not feeling great, or if you're at another place and you just feel like a number like I did. I was doing testosterone at another place. I said, you know what? I went to Game Day Men's Health, and it's different. It's better. GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Ryan Gusto's last start, you got a win. Colton Gordon's start, you get a win. Okay. You didn't get the win last time out of Walter, but that's okay. He got lit up. You didn't come back. But you did enough to win both of those starts. When you're doing that, and then you got Fromber and Hunter, it just feels like you're winning. It just feels like you're ahead of the game. Getting that kind of start, I mean, he was a big dog yesterday, Colton Gordon, against Zach Wheeler. Are you kidding me? And the Astros score in the first on Trey Turner just not bending down. He decided not to bend down. That was awesome. That was awesome. And then how about Colton Gordon getting out? He's got two on, and he's got Marsh and Turner coming up, and he gets out of that jam. So you win Colton Gordon starts, Brandon Walter starts, Ryan Gusto starts. Holy crap. And then you can bring in a guy named Trammell out of I don't know where. No one knows. Didn't know he existed. Mm-hmm. He was a big toe guy. All of a sudden, he's making plays in left field.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, now who's this guy? Never heard of him.
It is crazy. It is crazy how much, like, this is, you know how you'll sometimes go back on Baseball Reference or Basketball Reference or even Pro Football Reference, and you'll go back to a season, you know, maybe during dark times of your organization, which this city had some in baseball for a little bit. In basketball, it didn't last long, but we remember when it was. In football, we've had a couple different patches like that. You go look at some of those rosters, you're like, oh, my God, I totally forgot this guy played for us. Or I don't even remember this guy playing for us at all. It feels like this is one of those seasons where we have, except we're winning a bunch of games.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Yeah. We have guys playing who we'll never see again. Never see again, potentially. And a lot of they're not veteran. Usually that happens with veteran names, obviously. But you go back to some older, like if you went to 2000, and you could just go to like 2011 probably, Houston Astros. No, they were really terrible. You're not going to know a lot of those guys. But you know what I'm talking about. This is one of those years where we're going to have a ton of players in Baseball Reference will have played for this team. In the past, you know, it's going to be the same names over and over, and maybe an occasional minor leaguer might come up, one or two. They've had, between pitching and hitting, they've probably had 10 minor leaguers come up. And that might be on the low side.
It's incredible.
And we're not to the and we're officially are we the officially halfway point now? We're right there at the halfway point. This is insane. How many guys are coming up and actually making plays?
Right.
Taylor Trammell.
Taylor Trammell.
27 years old.
Played for Seattle.
Taylor Trammell. Yeah, he's been around. I knew the name.
No, he's not. He's Taylor Trammell.
Okay. Well, he doesn't. He's not a hitter per se.
Per se.
Career 166.
Not per se.
Yeah.
Well, and he was close to his average yesterday. He was 0 for 2.
Yeah.
He was close to his career average yesterday.
He hasn't had a lot of what we would call at-bats over the last year and a half.
Those at-bats.
Over the last year and a half, he's had what we would call 16 at-bats. And from a hit standpoint, what we also refer to as two.
Right. In 16. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. That seems to be not a lot, not as many as you would like. To me, that doesn't seem like it's as many as you would like to have, right?
Mm.
So,
but here he is making some plays for us.
Uh-huh.
2-0. I mean, another. Now, this wasn't a one-run game where the Astros are 16-7 in one-run games, lead the entirety of baseball. But I mean, it might as well be. You get a 2-0 win in the game. You scored one in the first, and then you don't score again until the eighth inning. So you're hanging on that entire time. And this was not Hunter going. This time it wasn't Fromber who had just, who helped you win the last one. This time it was just Colton Gordon and a series of – and you're going up against Zach Wheeler, who's, a pretty good player. I mean, he's always been a good pitcher. He's having a pretty Zach Wheeler season. And Colton Gordon does his job. Okert does his job.
Mm-hmm.
My guy Sosa does his job. King, not as much.
Well, he got out of
it. But got out of it with 23 pitches, gave up 3 hits in an inning. That's about as bad as you can do.
Yep.
Well, without giving up a run. And then Hader came in for the second game in a row and shut the door. This is now Hader has pitched 3 of the last 4 days. Hader has pitched.
Yeah.
He can't be available today. He pitched Sunday, he pitched Tuesday, he pitched Wednesday.
He has been so good, dude. I mean,
is he an all-star?
Yes, he's got to be an all-star.
How many do you think we're going to get? I mean, Jeremy Pena is an all-star. He'll be an all-star. You can't put other people on that list ahead of him, even though there are big names in the position. We went over all the stats yesterday. It's really not even close. Jeremy Pena is smoking everyone other than Bobby Witt.
Yeah.
Hader has a 173 with 21 saves and a whip of 72. I mean, Hunter Brown's got to be on. The Astros have to have 3 guys on. It's got to be Hader, Brown, and Josh, and Jeremy Pena. They've got to have 3.
Yeah. What about Fromber?
I don't think Fromber makes it. I have to go look at all the pitchers in the American League, but I doubt Fromber makes it.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's got a 288. I mean, he's 8-4 at the 288. It's pretty – on the hoof, it looks pretty good. His whip is a 113, which is typical for Fromber because he does – he will walk some guys because he doesn't want to give in, and he knows he can entice double plays. He's got 102 strikeouts, 103 innings. Like, some of those key numbers are not – they're not outrageously great by Fromber standards. I think Fromber has been better at some of, but he's having a good year. And any other year, he could be an all star. I don't know if they give the Astros 4 all stars.
Yeah, they're in third place for record in the league.
But they're Houston Astros.
Wait.
AJ will be the manager, won't he?
Last year.
It's the last year, so it would be. Who was the who's in the World
Boone,
Series?
Right?
It was the Yankees and Dodgers.
Wouldn't it be Boone?
Oh yeah, it would be Boone. Forget it.
Yeah. Forget I don't know. It.
Hader won't make it. Anybody that they could potentially trade for? See, you got to put Pena on now because he just hired Scott Boras. So he could be a Yankee in the future. So you have to. Hunter Brown could be a Yankee in the future.
I saw a post.
Josh Hader probably won't be a Yankee in the future. They don't have to put him on.
So I saw a post. Somebody said, this is actually the Astros' punishment for the scandal.
What?
Is that Scott Boras is dismantling this team. He's got a an edict from Major League Baseball to sign all Astros, all good Astros players, and then and disperse them to other teams.
I mean, Altuve's the one rarity.
Couldn't get him.
He's one of the one of the only rarities, and that's because Altuve said, "I don't want to go anywhere. I want to stay here."
Yeah. Right.
Why even hire Scott Boras if that's the case?
Right. And, well,
You hire Scott Boras when you want to maximize your money, and to maximize it, you get to the market. You don't do early deals.
Yeah, right.
And that's why we think – and the Astros don't sign guys who get to the market. That's why we think Jeremy Pena's gone.
Yeah, another thing I saw was how everybody who gets to the Astros are just amazed. There's no clicks. It's not the Latin guys and the white guys, or it's jealousy in the locker room about stars and money and all of those things, that it's just a welcoming place, that guys really like that locker room. It's continued. And, you know, that's Jose Altuve. That's Jose Altuve. Mm. I mean, he is the guy that has that keeps that thing. He's the one constant for all these years. And look at this team. They've got – I mean, they're
well, and HEB also, when Scott McClellan was there, it was also HEB that helped bring together different people.
Well,
Alex Bregman and Lance McCullers spoke Spanish on some of those.
Scott McClellan less of the
credit. I don't know about that, John.
He's the one who brought together.
How can you fight?
Alex Bregman and Carlos Correa and Altuve brought them all together. Then he brought together Lance McCullers and Jeremy Pena and Jose Altuve.
Mm-hmm.
And he does. Scott McClellan in the past, and HEB in general now, brings together a cross-section of his team.
How can you have clicks when all you have to do is sit down around some ready-made steakhouse salmon from HEB and their mashed potatoes? Hey, just throw it in the oven for 20 minutes. The guys hang around, have a conversation.
Chips,
the food's ready
salsa
to go. And you eat, and you bond. And so, yeah, Altuve, a close second to Scott McClellan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And HEB now that McClellan's not there anymore.
Yes, now it's HEB.
You know, Hunter Brown is also a Boras guy.
No, I know. He's gone, too. That's why.
Well, I just saw another story that said after the 22 World Series, Jim Crane went up to Hunter Brown and said, "You are going to be our future ace. We want you to be here."
That's a cool story. I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it, too.
I'll believe it when I see it. You know what Michael Connor told me? Oh, wait a minute. I can't remember if this is on the air, so maybe I should. Because, you know, Connor has a lot of inside Astros stuff from when he covered it full time. But I can say this. Apparently, the Lance McCullers deal was literally – so, you know, Bagwell was 100% the Abreu deal. Montero was Crane, and Lance McCullers was Crane. And apparently – Lance just kept wearing out Crane. Crane decided on a golf course. He's like, fine, we'll do this deal.
Yeah, good. Well, that's who I go to. That's the guy with the money.
Yeah, are not market – well, those are not, you know – those aren't Hunter Brown deals. A Hunter Brown deal is going to be potentially reset the market for starting pitcher deal. And that Jim Crane ain't in that business. If he's in the business, it's his first time in the business. So that's why it's not a good feeling to know Scott Boras. But frankly, Scott Boras or no Scott Boras, once they get there, there is no instance of Jim Crane battling against other combatants to maintain his players.
Yeah, no, well,
we just haven't seen it yet. It's zero.
No, zero. All right, we got a break. When we come back, I got a question for you that I posed yesterday on Twitter, and let's see what your answer and Dell's answer. Chastain Ford is what we're talking about now. Chastain Ford is, I think, the best place to get your Ford on. It's the best place. I mean, listen, you can say what you want about the Lightning. I'm driving a pickup, and yet I have the burst of an electric car. Because if you haven't driven an electric car ever before, I want to tell you something. It moves, but it moves, Daddy. It can go. I love that, okay? Plus, I don't – well, here, the gas prices are just stupid, and it's just the best. Well, I plug in, and I spent, I don't know, minimal on my electricity bill. If you're thinking about it, it is a great car around the city. It really is. If you're looking for a Lightning, get on over to Chastain Ford and get in one. I highly recommend it. I love it. It's a favorite vehicle I've ever had. Now, you also got all of the other, you got gas, I mean, and you got customized the way that you want it, not the way they want it. Businesses, they've seen everything, every type of business. They know what you're looking for in your business. If they haven't seen it, you tell them what you want. If you're, when you walk in off the street, you're not a business, you're just a guy walking in or a gal walking in off the street, well, you customize it the way you want it, not the way that they want it. They're not going to add on. They're not going to mark up. They're going to get you at the price you need, and they're going to give you employee pricing right now. So I don't know that there's a better time to buy. This is awesome, and Chastain Ford is at the front of employee pricing and getting you that transparent, not adding on or marking up. ChastainFord.com. Tell them I sent you. ChastainFord.com on 610 and Homestead, not Homestead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776, the number. If you want to get in here, Dell, you said, what was his name, Troy? Troy is on hold. It's the shortest wait times in the history of radio. So get on in here. Troy just called, and he wants to get in. Hey, Troy.
Yeah, that was nice. Thanks. You guys were kind of touching on it, the makeup of this crazy Astros season and roster. I was worried about it coming into this, who our emotional leader was going to be. I just wanted to see what your guys' thoughts were on that. It was clear, you know, Correa was our initial dog, so to speak, and then it became Bregman. But who's our, like, spokesman that if we need somebody to, you know, hold a team meeting, who's that going to be? I just don't know who that is on our roster right now.
I don't know. Who is it, John? You're not in the locker room. I'm not locker room. I don't even know.
It's Altuve.
Probably, right?
Yeah.
Who else could
Altuve
it be?
Has got the respect of everybody in there. He's a quiet leader. He's not going to get, you know.
Literally everyone is gone.
Yeah, it's Altuve. Altuve's the man.
I mean, at one point it would have been Correa. Maybe, probably never ever Kyle Tucker. George, Correa, Springer, Bregman. I mean, Bregman, Tucker. Bregman might have had something to say at
Bregman
least.
Bregman is a baseball rat. Yeah. Bregman was a guy who
Lance McCullers talks a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? It's not being around, it hurts your leadership. It really does. You got to be there. You got to be doing it. It's Altuve is the man. He's just the man. I mean, everybody respects and loves that guy. So if he says something, you know, and I don't know that you had. Look at the pros in there. You know, Jeremy Pena. A workaholic. I think Jordan, he is beloved. He and Dubon are best of friends.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, Jordan is beloved. Just get back there, Jordan. You know, yeah, get on the field. But Jake Myers, they're all workers. They're all workers. So, you know, this is so – you and I both thought early on this season, well, this run is over. It's over. But, man – this is an amazing organization. You
don't
stay
not
this good this long.
The run still may be over, but this has
lose
been.
Lose the guys that they've lost and be one of the best teams in baseball. And make no mistake, this is one of the best teams in baseball.
I mean, John, it was 2022 where I'm not going to read your exact lineup, but I'll read the starters. Martin Maldonado, big-time leader, gone. Yuli Gurriel. Had been with you since the beginning, really, since 17 championship at least. He was there. Jose Altuve still there. Jeremy Pena still there. Carlos was gone about 22. Alex Bregman gone. Michael Brantley gone. Chaz McCormick's still there. Kyle Tucker gone. Yordan Alvarez has passed. So his hand has passed.
Well, no, he's starting to. He picked up a bat or something.
I heard
like
he picked a bat up. That's a good sign. Aledmys Diaz was on that team, gone. Mauricio Dubon still there. Trey Mancini, your boy, gone. Jake Drake still here. Jose Siri is gone. Christian Vasquez gone. Jason Castro, don't care. J.J. Matacevich, I don't even know what ended up happening to him. Nico Goodrum, do you remember him playing? Well, he did.
Vaguely.
Your boy David Hensley, the tall infield outfield player, gone. Corey Lee, traded. Yiners.
Robert Hensley was on this team?
David Hensley.
Oh, yeah.
Yiner Diaz only got played in six games. Got eight at-bats on that 22 team. Somebody named Taylor Jones had an at-bat, and a guy named Joe Perez had an at-bat.
I don't know Joe Perez. I remember Taylor.
Jake Odorizzi. Do you remember the great
first baseman? Remember he was a tall first baseman, mm-hmm. and he made a play. He dropped a ball near the wall, a foul ball.
Who are you talking about? Taylor Jones?
Yeah, Taylor Jones.
Oh, the foul ball?
Yeah, the foul ball.
And then it led to a win.
Yeah.
That was him?
That was him, Taylor
Jones.
Oh,
wow. And look at the starters. Fromber, Justin Verlander, Jose Urquidy, Luis Garcia, Christian Javier, and Jake Odorizzi.
None.
There was no Hunter Brown then.
Fromber.
Although Hunter, wait a minute. There was still a Hunter Brown.
Yeah, Hunter came in September.
Yeah, there he is.
Yeah.
Yep. It's my how things change rapidly in baseball.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got a call. Who is it, Del? Brandon. What's going on, Brandon?
Yeah, I was just saying, in my opinion, in years past, there are probably five or six Astros that would be all-stars on this team, but it's been so many years of voting Astros into the All-Star game, and they just declined to go. So I think Astros fans are tired of it. They don't care to vote anymore.
Yeah, you know, Jose Altuve has declined before.
Your opinion won't decline.
No, opinion won't decline.
And Hunter Brown probably won't decline.
Payne has got to get there. He's way behind Bobby Witt and Jacob Wilson. Jacob Wilson is running away
he's not going to get voted in. He's going to have to get selected in. And I think he will get selected in. Yeah. It's going to be on merit, and there's no one that's – I mean, it's done on merit once you get to the backups, and he's clearly a merit guy. There's no way around it. So he'll get in, and he'll want to play. It would be his first All-Star game. He would want to play. These
Absolutely.
Are these is y'all are talking about Yordan. Brandon, we're talking about Yordan, Altuve. I mean, the fans should understand that Hunter Brown will want to go. Jeremy Pena will want to go. I don't know about Hader. I think Hader will want to go. He's made an All-Star game before. You never know. He might want to just hang out and go to a lake and do jet skiing or whatever he does for fun.
He likes to hunt.
Okay, Hunt. I kind of put him on Hunter and jet ski guy, but yeah. He may want to do that.
Yeah. I could see that. He's like, Hunter, he seems to me like a guy, I don't care.
Yeah, that's why I'm not sure. But yeah. I'd keep on voting, guys. But it is true, though. I don't know that there's the same amount of Astros intensity. I don't see as many Astros shirts. It's a good season, but I don't see that same hype train rolling around the city that I used to see.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Bedazzled Astros shirts and things like that. I don't see it as
well.
Much.
It's been so long. It's just, I mean, it's like, oh, here we are again, another baseball season. We're really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
First place.
That's what happened in Atlanta playoff. Eventually.
Yeah.
Braves fans were famous for kind of falling off because they were always there.
Oh, the Astros haven't fallen. The Astros fans haven't fallen off.
Not that way.
I was at those Braves games on the road when the Astros were there in the late 90s.
It was afternoon games.
It was ridiculous. It was like half full for a playoff game.
I will say there's been some games at Daikin that have not been as full as maybe they would be in the past, or at least that's my perception of it.
I think it depends on the team that's in town at the time. I think Astros fans are still really good. If you look at the attendance, Astros fans are really, really good. This team is, but I agree with you. I don't think there's the same fervor for it. I think that last year's Detroit series kind of put a little damper on all of it.
The Astros right now are 10th in the league in average attendance.
10th, that's still, you know. I mean, for a team that's been as good as long as they have been, that's not bad. That's not
in
bad
2024,
at all.
They were eighth. In 2023, they were seventh.
Don't forget, you got a smaller stadium here, too.
In 2022, they were seventh. In 2021, which is also World Series year, they were sixth. In 2019, World Series year, they were, ninth. And that was 35,000.
Yeah.
And in 2027, they were 15th. 29,000. So
you mean?
In 2017, which became a World Series. Now, you know, we're still on the come up.
Yeah.
Now we're already there, and the Astros' average attendance right now is 32,399. Last year's average attendance was 35,000. So, but, you know, we're just into summer. Kids are out of school for – Harris County kids are out of school for like 3 weeks now. So those numbers during the summer will probably come
probably
up.
Probably pick up. Probably pick up. Mm-hmm. All right, we got a break, 713-780-3776. You want to get in here? I want to talk about Billy Brown. I want to talk about Aqueduct Plumbing. I want to talk about the need to have that guy on your side, because at some point it's going to happen. And it might be happening right now. When was the last time you cleaned out your tankless water heater? Okay, because if you haven't, that stuff builds up, and now all of a sudden your faucets, now all of a sudden your shower heads, none of that is working as well. Lance had that done at his house. I wish I had done that. Who's ever going to buy my house? You need to do it. Call Billy. 281-488-6238. There's all kinds of preventive stuff that you can do. Have Billy's guys out to your house and do that. Check it out and make sure that everything is good. Now, if you have an emergency, you have to have this number. We've had emergencies, Lance and I both. 281-488-6238. And Lance, people will text us on Twitter, hey, what's the plumber? No, be ready.
Yeah, aqueductplumbingcompany.com. They are, as John mentioned, the tankless water heater thing. Let me focus on that for a second. I had to have my system cleaned three times. Here in Harris County, we've got some dirty-ass lines and water, and so a lot of sediment. And so you're supposed to get it cleaned once every year. If you haven't done it, like I hadn't done it for 5 years after it had been installed, they had to go through and do it three straight times just to get it clean the way they needed to. But they don't shortcut it. They do it the right way to make sure you get the best out of everything that they do. That's the Aqueduct Plumbing Difference way. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
We love our Astros in Houston and all across the Lone Star State. We're Texas proud. And we shout it loud.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Just saw, and I hope it's accurate, the Astros are in contract talks with Jeremy Pena, according to Ari Alexander.
They were deep into discussions on a 5-year deal worth exceeding $105 million.
Yeah.
And then someone who knew Pena probably said, "Excuse me, do you know what you're doing this year?
Yeah.
Let's slow this down and hire Scott Boras."
Yeah.
This was all before he hired Boras.
Oh, that was before Boras.
Yes.
Well, Then that's over. I'm looking at the timeline of it. I asked this question on Twitter yesterday. Get your response. Better big three: KD, Alpi, and Amen. Anthony Davis, Kyrie, and Flag.
Oh, I'll go with the Rockets. I don't even think that's that close.
Well, I don't know. Kyrie is.
Kyrie's coming off.
You're
of
joining
an ACL.
two top seven. Yeah. Well, who knows? I mean. ACLs, people.
I guess if everyone's healthy, we have to say that. But two of the Rockets' three are always healthy for the most part. Well, Amen's still young in his career, and he did have an injury last year. And Alperen had an injury last year, but still, they're not like chronic injury guys. Kyrie was not always injured. He just would not – when he was with the Nets, he
wouldn't
play. He had a
birthday party to go to.
He'd go to birthday parties. He would take mental health days. He would not go to the bubble, then wanted to hang out at the bubble. He had all that stuff going on. But He typically will play, and he hasn't really been too crazy the last couple of years. He hadn't done his Kanye.
I know.
Kanye went way over the top, and Kyrie kind of went, you know what?
At their best.
I'm going to pull back.
At their best, the Mavericks won. Ceiling-wise, if we're just going ceiling-wise, the Mavericks won is better.
Yeah.
But as far as reality, availability leans Rockets, although, of course, the Kevin Durant concerns are there.
Cooper Flagg is still a
We don't
a
know. We think Cooper Flagg's going to be the greatest thing we've ever seen since Wimby, which has it wasn't that long ago, as far as generational stuff.
Adam, kind of an Adam Morrison type?
Well, that's what you're saying. But I just know generationals, he's been tagged with that, so we'll see. So ceiling, like I said, ceiling is the Mavs, but there is a reality component to this. So I'll take the Rockets because at least I can.
Yeah, right
I think
now,
those guys
sure
can will play. But if Kyrie comes back in, let's say, January, and AD Anthony Davis somehow plays 65 games or so, 70 games, that's formidable in Dallas.
AD's really good.
Yeah.
When he plays, he is really good.
He's
it's just
really good.
He gets hurt just like you guys say stuff about me. AD just in the first game that he played, like, I'm going to show you what you're missing, Lakers. Ow, my groin. Ow, an oblique. Ow, a stomach muscle. He just gets hurt moving.
You remember that time, Del, that AD forgot his shoes in the game?
Well, you don't know if he didn't.
No, I do know.
Headed to the game? No, I got my shoes on right now. And people just joining us don't know what you're talking about.
You have shoes on right now?
People don't know what you're talking about just joining us. They don't even know.
Well, we don't. Do we force them to the podcast, or do you tell them, John, what you're talking about?
Lance forgot his shoes this morning. Had to drive back.
He messaged us. He was
which is not that unusual.
Within minutes of
it
walking through the door for work.
Why do you tell us these?
Because
things?
He was afraid he was going
to
be late.
I didn't know if I'd be able to get back on time.
He needed.
I had to turn around and drive back the other way, and I was going to have to speed, and I'm not supposed to do that. It's against the
it's
law.
It's like when I text you guys, oh, traffic jam, accident. It's going to be tight just to be get you prepared. That's
same
what
thing.
I'm doing. But, you know, it's out of my control.
Same thing.
No, it's completely
it's
in your
out
control.
Of my control when I don't have my shoes.
No, you can put them on.
It's in my control in my house.
It's always
got
in your
out
control.
Of my control
yeah,
once I got into the car.
Your should always be, unless you forget your shoes in the car.
And Sam was listening.
Which no
Sam,
one does that either.
Our social media
them.
Director was, oh, a lot of people probably do that. Sam, I mean, it's a move. You should 100% do it. Because you're going to stop at stoplights. You got plenty of time to put your shoes and socks on. If you would have walked around in socks, I would have cooked you. That's what Sam says. Wouldn't give her the chance. She wasn't going to get the chance to cook.
I love the thought of her walking it, seeing you walk by and just
what are those?
Spending 2 minutes looking at
socks.
Your crew socks and yelling at you about them.
I know. Nice try. You didn't get to.
Oh, no, but she can. We all still have. See, I wouldn't tell people these things, Lance.
But he's just. As much as he's a terrible person, he just wanted to let us know he might not get there on time.
Mm-hmm.
So just be aware, and this is
how
the reason.
My alarm didn't go off.
But that's a lie. I can't lie.
He doesn't
I cannot
want to lie,
tell a lie
for some reason.
I'm just like George Washington's myth. I'm saying I cannot tell a lie. I chopped down a cherry tree.
Hmm.
When you have the honesty that I have, when you're an honest person like me, you
ooh,
just have to
not,
tell the truth.
You're not that honest.
Mm-hmm.
You're not
you're
that
honest.
You
have to tell the truth.
You
the truth
are,
is, I'm happy about the Fred VanVleet contract,
yes.
And I hustled back to my house and got the shoes right where I left them, which is one of the chairs right next to the little homeschool kitchen table that my wife used to use, that and now is going to turn into her puzzle table.
Mm.
Just the truth.
You're a notarized liar, so I would not necessarily say, like, I had a notary come
notarized.
In. Notarized? I had a notary come in and go, he's a liar.
I didn't get notarized like, as a liar.
Put a stamp on it.
I was a notary. You didn't have Esme come in and notarize that.
I did have a conversation with her about you, and she said, yeah, I could get that done. I don't really believe you don't lie, but for some reason in text, you like telling us when you have screwed up and you might be late.
Being honest.
Yeah. We like that honesty because because then we
it's
use
good
it
for the show.
Yeah.
But I mean,
yeah.
I have
it's show content.
Yeah,
people don't believe me, but it's real. Like yesterday, I went to my sleep doctor for memory stuff. You know, right here on the show, I can't remember the names of basic stuff, and I'm like getting worried about it. So I saw my sleep doctor. I hadn't seen her for a while, and she goes, "Well, you wear your CPAP, which is really good." And she said, "I can tell because when you have them, it sends us information like you." You do a really good job, and it's actually doing really well. You're not doing bad at all. She said, when are you going to sleep? And I said, you know, after 11-ish, sometime 11:30. And she goes, and you do morning radio, right? I said, yeah, I do. She goes, I told you, when you borrow for your from your sleep bank for the last, you know, two-plus decades, you have to pay it back or you're going to have these issues. So she's demanding I get 8 hours of sleep right now, a night. And I'm like, well, I'm eating gummies at 9 o'clock then because this is going to be hard to do that. But she said, none of your stuff is all short. Your stuff is all, she said, I wouldn't worry too much. It's this kind of memory stuff is just based on you not getting enough sleep. It's a classic sign. Yeah. So I'm like, so if I start getting more sleep, I'll be able to remember players that I wrote 2 weeks ago in football, wrote up, scouting reports. Yeah. She goes, you should. I said, what if I keep watching all my shows and I keep streaming, you know, shows nonstop? She goes, well, it doesn't help if you just stream shows. And she told me this. We as humans need to learn to turn our minds off, not listen to podcasts when we're doing stuff, not stream shows nonstop. Have a moment where you sit in silence. Can you sit in silence for 30 minutes?
Can you sit in silence
thought,
now so we go to break?
Yeah, can you?
Can you
impossible. Well, I got a question. What was she wearing when she said
oh,
all this?
Oh, no.
Scrubs.
Oh, God. Okay.
Scrubs.
All right, why don't you talk about being a top dog right now?
Dr. Televajula. Shout out to my doctor, Dr. Televajula. She didn't tell me bad news, so I like her. I didn't want any bad news. I got good news for you about fireworks. Are you somebody who on 4th of July that likes to go nuts? Maybe when you're a kid, maybe you want to do it again. Like I used to – sometime we'd be at my grandparents' house in Kansas. They're out on a farm, and we would go crazy with fireworks. Now – you know, we had sparklers, and we had those snakes, you know, those black pellets that you light, and they just go, and they turn into just, it just goes up, and they called them snakes. It was not really a big deal, but we felt like it was a big deal. Now the fireworks they have are incredible, and Top Dog Fireworks has them all. And as a matter of fact, they've got 14 locations around the Houston area, so there's no excuse. They have an incredible buy one, get one wall. A BOGO wall with over 100 items where you can buy one, get one free while supplies last. When you spend $250 or more, you're going to receive a sweet reward. And they also give you a chance to be a winner for their Top Dog Beast Assortment. What you do, it's a great holiday giveaway contest. Each store location, each of the 14, will have a winner of a fireworks assortment valued at over $450. So you got a chance to win that. And everyone who enters is going to have an opportunity to win the grand prize, which is the Top Dog Beast Assortment valued at over $1,100. To enter, just visit Top Dog Fireworks location or visit their website at topdogfireworks.com. 4th of July is coming up. Get your fireworks today and don't miss out on their great buy one, get one wall with over 100 items on it. It's topdogfireworks.com.
Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows how to help you save this 4th of July. Upgrade your laundry routine with the new and exclusive first-of-its-kind all-in-one vented laundry combo. Wash and dry in just 68 minutes. Save up to 40% on select major appliances. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Shop Samsung this July 4th at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.